Welcome back to the show. Well, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, as you know, has floated the idea of building a massive new 10,000-seat indoor arena. She was on the show just last week talking about it, but not everyone's cheering from the sidelines. Councillor Linda Annis is pushing back hard, calling the proposed facility a vanity project with no plan, no budget, and no tenant. Joining us now to talk about this issue is Linda Annis, Surrey City Councillor. Linda, thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you, Jazz, for having me on.
Yeah, lots to talk about here. You know, as I said, you called this a vanity project. What makes you say that?
Well, there's no tenants in place. We have no funding in the budget. I should say we've got $4 million over the next 5 years. And I'm not sure where we're going to get a tenant from. So it feels like we shouldn't be building this for certain. What we should be doing is investing in our community and building the necessary recreation facilities that our city so badly needs. Since I've been a city councilor, we've had close to 80,000 people move here, and we haven't been keeping up with our parks and pools and recreation facilities.
Where does the $600 million number come from? I think you referred to it as this indoor arena, the 10,000-seat indoor arena, would cost in and around $600 million. Where does that number come from?
So I'm looking at the Newton Recreation Center that's proposed to be built in Newton. It was proposed back, about 4 or 5 years ago. It's funded, but we've switched it across the street, so it's not getting built just yet. But its budget for that is over $300 million. So I think it's very safe to say that a facility such as Brenda Locke is proposing will cost at least twice that.
So you're estimating that this is at least be double the cost of one of your proposed community centers, which is expected to be built. Now, what would you say to the fact that, look, you know, Surrey will surpass Vancouver in population? I think you're growing by 1,000, 1,500 new residents every single month. That a city your size should have a facility like that that can attract major acts, whether they be musical, special events, even sporting events, that if you build it, somebody will come, even a sporting team, some sort of sports team, to use that facility on a regular basis. And I think Brenda Locke, when she was here, said that, you know, the Surrey is the only city of its size in this country that doesn't have a major indoor facility like that. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to be investing in our neighborhood community centers and rinks and pools and playing fields. We need more. I oftentimes hear from parents who are having a lot of difficulty getting their kids into swimming lessons or into other sporting activities because we just don't have enough. I think we need to be doing that first and getting the infrastructure in Surrey built rather than building a facility that we don't have a tenant for. We're not sure, but I'm for certain it's going to cost at least $600 million. We can't be, you know, passing this on to our residents. They can't afford to pay for this. So I think we need to, you know, get down to our basics and provide the services that the residents in Surrey desperately need.
You know, when you look next door to Langley Township, they've got the Langley Event Center, home to the Vancouver Bandits basketball team. Coach was just on during the 3 o'clock hour. I think they're averaging about 4,000 to 5,000 fans per game in the summertime. The Vancouver Giants, of course, have moved out to Langley Event Center. They're very popular as well. Why could you not, with a 10,000-seat arena, not attract a team? I think you would be able to attract maybe a WHL team. Maybe the Vancouver Giants want to move over. Maybe the Vancouver Bandits do. Maybe two or three times a year, the Vancouver Canucks actually play there. There would be space for and time probably for major rock acts to come as well, which, of course, leads to more people spending money in your community, using your restaurants as well. Turn it into an event as well. I mean, is that not part of building the bigger, broader sort of culture of Surrey as well and turning this the city into a hub?
I think it's absolutely, you know, great that we would get something in city center, but where are we going to get these teams from? We know that, you know, there's already an arena in the Langley Event Center. There's an arena in Abbotsford and one in Chilliwack, and not to mention the Coliseum and also the arena where the Vancouver Canucks play. Having a team like that, yes, if there was a team around, but there's a lot of event days, and these ice arenas and stadiums cost a lot of money to operate, and I certainly wouldn't want to see the burden of building something like this put on the taxpayers, either from an operating perspective or to get the thing built. What we need to do is be getting our basics done first before we start looking for these kind of vanity projects.
What is it you think about Surrey mayors and their need to make these announcements? I say that because Doug McCallum had proposed during the last election campaign a 60,000 seat stadium similar to the size of BC Place. Our callers on this show named it the Doug Mahal. And Brenda Locke, as of now, talked about a 10,000 seat indoor arena. What is it about Surrey mayors? There seems to be a desire to build big buildings or propose big structures. Is it just a case of, some have said, Vancouver envy?
Well, I sometimes wonder that, and I sometimes wonder, the closer you get to elections, it's easier to make announcements. But I think before you make an announcement, you need to make sure you've got the funding in place and you've got the basics in place to make sure you have a tenant and you have a plan for what the usage of the building would be. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a historical context. We also had the canals in Surrey as well.
Wasn't there a Ferris wheel, too, when somebody else...
Yes.
Oh, well, at least you're thinking big over there, that's for sure. I mean, can you see Everett? Based on what you're saying, look, we have to have a guarantee of a team joining. Is it fair to say that if you just focus on community centers and those needs of your citizens, and I understand that, there's a nobility to that, and I get that, that maybe Surrey just shouldn't focus about being or competing with Vancouver. Just live with the fact that you don't have a large 10,000-seat indoor arena and live with that. Vancouver will. There's smaller versions of it in Langley, and Abbotsford spent some money, and Chilliwack has got a new WHL team. And Surrey just is going to have to live without it. Is that fair to say? Because you're always going to have a push and desire from your residents to build more hockey rinks, more soccer fields, more rinks for kids, more swimming pools. As Surrey residents assume, we're not building a big indoor arena.
Well, I think what we need to first think about, Surrey soon will be bigger than Vancouver, which requires an awful lot of infrastructure, you know, to be put in place. And we need to be making sure that our kids have the proper recreation facilities and cultural activities to be able to stay engaged in healthy activities and not get involved in gang lifestyle. And we know that if kids are busy and doing productive things, they're less likely to get involved. And to me, I think that's the most important thing. Yes, it's great to have these, you know, iconic things in our city, and I hope one day we'll be able to do that, but I don't think this is the time for us to be doing it. We need to, you know, get down to basics and make sure that we have adequate facilities for our youth and for all residents of Surrey so that they're not having to go on waiting lists for swim classes or for hockey events or to have time to play on the fields. We need to make sure that we've got that in place before we start looking for bigger and more expensive things.
Linda, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.